We got some breaking news. I need to get some effects in here. That's what I need. Little sounders. Like a telegraph for breaking news. I'm going to put on my TikTok voice. Breaking news. Joe Biden accepts Donald Trump's challenge to a debate. This video is 14 seconds long, and it has at least two stop edits in it. That's right. Joe Biden thinks he's going to debate Donald Trump in June, and he can't even make a 14-second video without it having to have multiple obvious edits in it. Here it is.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost two debates.
Six edits in 14 seconds. Six edits in 14 seconds. Does he know that they can't send an AI Joe Biden out there? They're going to have to pump this dude so full of methamphetamines and vitamin B12. He may be hovering off the ground if he plans on competing with Donald J. Trump. And did he say he... Let's listen to this one more time. Did he say he won two debates back in 2020? And did he say, make my day, pal? Did I hear that? Good God.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost two debates to me.
I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Because of your sham witch hunt trials up in New York. I'm going to say this right here. They just legalized the death penalty for pedophiles in Florida. Yeah, that's right. They just legalized the death penalty for pedophiles in Florida. Ashley Biden's diary just got confirmed yesterday. Guess who's a pedophile, allegedly? Joe Biden. Taking inappropriate showers with his daughter. She wrote it in her diary. Why would she lie about that? I think Biden should retire to Florida. I think Biden should move it all on down there. Take a whole crackhead family with you. I'm sure Hunter will eventually fofo down there, and he can line up right beside Daddy Joe. Here's some video of the bill sponsor, Jessica Baker, closing out, letting people know that they needed to vote for this thing. This is going to get you fired up. We need this kind of female energy at the Mississippi State Capitol. We got some fighters down there. That Jill Ford, Celeste Hurst. And I know a lot of Republicans don't like her, but I do because of how she stands up and fights for Jackson and against crime. Shonda Yates. We don't agree on a lot of stuff, but man, she stands up and fights for Jackson when she needs to. You can't deny that. Anyway, here is Jessica Baker selling the folks, selling the other representatives, the legislature in Florida, on approving the death penalty for pedophiles.
There is no earthly redemption for somebody who rapes a small child. Only God can save them. And in Florida, we should be eager to arrange that meeting. Members, I ask for your support, and with that, I close.
Let's do it one more time.
There is no earthly redemption for somebody who rapes a small child. Only God can save them. And in Florida, we should be eager to arrange that meeting. Members, I ask for your support, and with that, I close.
Come on down. Let's arrange that meeting. Why in Mississippi do we not put pedophiles to death? Why do we even have a sexual predator list here? I mean, real question here. As far as pedophiles, anyway. If you've violated a child's innocence, You deserve an expedited trip straight to hell. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. None of that. Straight to the electric chair. Frankly, I don't know why we don't just bring back the firing squad. A lot of these rainbow supremacists are going to have a bad, bad day, aren't they, in Florida? You're about to see Disney could lose half its staff. You're about to see California get a lot of its population back. A lot of those rainbow supremacists that have relocated to Florida, these trans nut jobs who are trying to indoctrinate kids, they can be put to death now for this. If they take it just a little too far, it's all a little too far for me. California, I heard, saw a video the other day of a cop explaining to another guy about a pedophile they caught. Said, "Man, you know they're not going to do anything with them. We can't even arrest them anymore." In California, pedophilia. We were talking yesterday or the other day about what's next. What's next after this trans stuff? What's the next culture war, the frontline battle for the soul of America? And as always, it's our kids. It's why the trans are going after our kids. I shared a picture on my Twitter last night at SaveJXN. Go follow me. It's a bunch of kindergartners holding up those ridiculous trans flags that they were forced to color. And of course, they're all wearing face masks too, because YOLO. They're going after our kids. We got a great text from somebody on the Guns of Gear text line as I was leaving here Tuesday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Sean was in here. And that's what we were talking about. My days kind of run together some. I said, "What is next?" And I got a great text. I didn't see it until I got in the car. And the guy said, I suggested it's normalizing pedophilia. The guy said, "You're absolutely right. It's why they keep going after our kids. It's why they keep making all this stuff accept. It's why they keep talking about maps. The kids are next. If they can convince," this is the moral of the story, this is what he said, "if they can convince you that a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, or 12-year-old can determine their gender and force a sex change as a minor, the next logical step is them making the argument, if that kid can decide what gender they are and want to cut their tallywhacker off, they should also be able to make their own sexual decisions, whether it be with an adult or a minor. That's why we're fighting like this. That's why I don't care how hard cancel culture comes at me, how hard the rainbow supremacists come down on me. They're going to have to kill me. I'm not being hyperbolic. They could take all my microphones away. They can take my phone away. I'll be like one of those crazy street preachers and with a milk crate down in Fondren, screaming and shouting at everybody that walks by me if they do. You'll have to kill me to shut me up. We'll be right back." Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. As we land the plane for the day, I just saw a post here from our Democrat buddy on Twitter, Jay Allen 1985, and I don't like Mike Johnson, but it's some reporters stalking Mike Johnson. And let's play this real quick.
"Mr. Johnson, did the former president ask you to go and defend him in New York today?"
"He did not. I went on my own volition. It was my idea."
All right, so they were asking if Mike Johnson, if Trump had asked him to appear outside the court in Manhattan today, and he said no, he went on his own volition. Well, Jay Allen says, "Trump thought cheating on his third wife with a porn star would hurt his support among evangelicals if they found out about it. Turns out they love him even more." Well, what are we supposed to do? Pull for pedophile Joe? Of course I'll take a cheater over a pedophile any day of the week and twice on Sunday during and after church. I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.